नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे वंश कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा I am very grateful to be with all of you today. Thank you for being with us. Special gratitude to our very esteemed, exalted guests who have come from distant parts of the world to bestow their blessings upon us through their presence, their prayers, their satsang. And thank all of you. Somehow or other, this is called the Pearl Festival. And everyone will offer pearls. As His Holiness Dhanadhar Maharaj was speaking, I was meditating on pearls. Now, usually Swamis are not supposed to meditate on pearls. Because generally pearls are objects of luxury for decoration to make oneself very beautiful. But I was thinking, pearl is a jewel. It's something extremely precious. And how a pearl comes to be is very symbolic of the path of bhakti. Because there are these little people called oysters, and similar kinds of people as oysters. They live in the water. And pearls just don't grow in them. Something stimulates it. It's an object that irritates them. Some sort of bacteria gets there and it really kind of itches them. Or some sort of piece of little sand gets in there and they can't get it out. And in response to that irritation, these different layers of calcium and other such minerals that they have, they produce to build around that irritant, and it becomes a precious pearl. So for those who are in the path of devotion or the path of bhakti, the difficulties that come upon us in this world are actually impetuses for our love, for the jewel of our love to grow. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajja Kabunoi Saravanadi Sudhichiti Kuriyayodai. That love for Krishna, love for God, is inherent within every living being. It is our essential nature. the Atma, the living force, the soul within every living being is eternal, full of knowledge, and full of happiness. And for the soul, the Atma, profit, adoration, distinction, or no sensual objects can give any pleasure to it. Because the soul is spiritual. It's not material. It's eternal. It's looking for something that will give eternal happiness. And prema pumartha mahan, love for Krishna, love for God, is that happiness that is within us. It needs simply to be awakened. It is our greatest potential. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano punjana evatmakritam vibhagam. And it grows especially when we are in difficult situations. In other words, when we're irritated, when we're disturbed. Now, the way material nature works is we can't always select the type of disturbances that we prefer. Because then it's not really a disturbance. But when things are actually kind of out of our control and it really strikes where we just don't want us to strike, whether it's whatever, there's dukalaya mashashvatam, there's limitless ways that we can be disturbed. I think in New York City you have that experience. But anywhere, abramabhuvanaloka punaravatunorjana, mamupetyatukontya punarajanmanavityate. Throughout the universe it's like that. And one great devotee, Kunti, who was the mother of the Pandavas, she prayed that let calamities come again and again. Because when those calamities come, I remember you, my beloved Lord, my sweet Lord, Sri Krishna. And when I remember you, I rise above all the disturbances and all the fears of creation. So our tendency in this world is we want to find some cheap happiness. And then we become quite complacent with it. Some comfort zone. But one of the great blessings of creation is it doesn't let anybody do that for very long. Because whoever we are, whether we're billionaires or millionaires or little swamis, things are going to happen. Irritants, like that little oyster, some irritant. You can't get it out. You can't find a material solution to it. And in that situation, Vishayavanivartante niraharasya dehena rasavarajam rasopyasya param dristvanivartate. We realize that we need the help of a higher power than ourselves. And we humble ourselves to that higher power. We take shelter of that higher power. And that higher power actually creates within us that pearl of love. It's a process. It's like Srila Prabhupada explained that we should chant God's names like a baby crying for mother. When a baby cries for the mother, it's not that the baby can just figure it out for herself or himself. It wouldn't cry, but it needs the help of a higher power. We are all babies within this material creation. Old age, disease, and death come upon all of us. and adhyatmaka, adhidaivaka, adhibhautaka. Misery is caused by one's own body and mind. Misery is caused by other people or living beings. And misery is caused by natural forces. They're impending in every situation. But on the path of bhakti, what is apparently a curse is transformed into a blessing. Because those very irritants, those very disturbance, help us understand the necessity of taking shelter of a higher power. Not just a hobby. Not just for our entertainment. It's a necessity. The pearl forms out of serious necessity. Through a natural process. And bhakti is that natural process in which the pearl of prema, or true happiness in the form of love of God, and that love is manifested, as the Bhagavatam explains, when you put water on the root of a tree, it extends to every part of the tree. When love of God, love of Krishna, awakens within our heart, it naturally extends to love for every part of Krishna. Aham bija pratapita. Krishna tells, everyone is coming from me. I'm the mother and father of all. That love is what the heart is yearning for. Bhakti, the path of devotion, is connecting to divine grace. And that grace of the Supreme is the manifestation of the feminine energy of the Supreme. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmat. That the Absolute Truth is one. Is one God. And the Gita, Krishna tells, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata. That one Supreme Absolute Truth has appeared in many different incarnations throughout the history of humanity. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam parvartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. The one Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, is telling us he's the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything and everyone emanates from the one God, who has many names. But that one Supreme Absolute Truth eternally is two. The Shakti and the Shaktiman. The Supreme Energetic Source and the Supreme Energy. The male and the female aspects of the one God. Radha Krishna. Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram in various manifestations. Sri Radha is the source of all the energies of the Lord. She is the Ashraya Vigraha. That means she's the supreme lover, the ultimate abode of love. And Krishna is the Vishaya Vigraha, the supreme object of love. So in other words, Krishna is the supreme beloved and Sri Radha is the supreme lover. As we are all part and parcel of Krishna, our capacity to love is part and parcel of Sri Radha's love. And she is the complete whole of that love. Her motherly, loving grace is always there for all of us when we call out her holy names, when we offer her prayers, when we engage in the service of her servants. As Dhanadhar Maharaj was explaining, that in bhakti we are very much trying to connect ourselves to the grace of Sri Radha. That grace that forgives us of our transgressions, that overcomes our shortcomings, and that empowers us to do things unimaginably, incredibly greater than we have the capacity to do. That is grace. To humble ourselves to that grace when difficulties come, by chanting these beautiful names of God, by understanding the opportunity to serve in these situations, through our prayer, through our taking shelter, our love grows into a pearl. So this concept of a pearl, the jewel of love of God, how it manifests in difficult circumstances is really the secret of real happiness. In 1968, in Montreal, Canada, Srila Prabhupada explained, citing several of the Puranas, how Sri Radha appeared within this world. He told how Vrishabhanu, a great, great devotee of the Lord, who in his previous life had performed, along with his wife, Kalavati and Suchandra, many, many years of yoga, of devotional yoga, for the purpose of getting the supreme lover of God, Sri Radha, as his daughter. And he was plowing a field. And as he was plowing, from the earth, Sri Radha came out, a beautiful, golden infant girl. She was so beautiful, so resplendent with light. He immediately picked her up and brought her home to his wife Kirtida, and they accepted her as their own daughter. It's interesting because we call the earth Mother Earth because she's providing all the necessities of life. In Sanskrit literatures, the earth is called Bhumi. She's a consort of the Lord. She's actually the energy or the manifestation of Sri Radha within this material world as our mother, providing everything for us. So from a bhakti perspective, environmentalism, ecological friendly living, is a way of actually honoring Sri Radha and showing our actual love for Krishna. It's an inseparable part of our devotion. He took her home, and how they celebrated. But they had one anxiety. She wouldn't open her eyes, and she wouldn't respond to any sound, and she did not make a sound. It appeared that she couldn't see, hear, or speak. And nothing they did could induce her to respond. At that time, Narada Muni, the great saint, he heard that Krishna had appeared in Gokul Mahavan. So Krishna's consort Sri Radha must have appeared somewhere soon after. And he came to the house after getting the news of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. And they were thinking, if the great Saint Narada, if he blesses our little girl, maybe she'll be able to see and talk and hear again. So Narada came and he said, I heard a baby was born. They said, yes, yes, would you like to bless her? He said, yes, but only if I'm all alone with her. So he went into a room and there was little Radha. Wouldn't open her eyes, and he started offering his prayers because he had total faith that she was the supreme energy, the supreme source of all love, the origin of all the shaktis of the absolute truth. And Sri Radha manifested her full-fledged form to Sri Narada Muni, and he had that vision. And he began to dance and sing. And the people outside couldn't understand what was happening. So they came in, and Radharani, that was a vision. She was still a little baby laying there. And they said, "What happened?" He said, "Oh, I blessed her. Nanda Yashoda, who just had Krishna just appear to them as their little baby. They came with little baby Krishna to see Nanda and Yashoda's baby, Vrishabhanu and Kirtita's little girl. And as everyone was talking, the way adults and parents talk in such occasions, little Gopal Krishna crawled over to Radha, where she was laying, and he touched her. And immediately she opened her eyes, like the blooming of two lotus flowers. And she cried out Krishna's names in love. She did not want to see anything, say anything, or hear anything except Krishna. And that is Sri Radha. Her love, when you love someone, you want to share that love with everyone. That's spiritual love. Material love could be a very selfish thing that could create all kinds of envy and competition and all of that. But spiritual love, when we love Krishna, when we love God, we understand that God loves everyone. What makes Krishna happy? To see everyone love him. To help everyone awaken that love for Krishna. The characteristic of a person who's actually connected to grace is they're beyond envy. They're beyond arrogance. They're truly self-satisfied. And when you're truly self-satisfied and you see Vidyavanaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini, you see everyone as God's children, Krishna's children, you want to share that joy with all. In other words, when we realize the jewel, that Purushartha Siromani, that pearl within our own hearts, we want everyone to enjoy that pearl. That's compassion. It's beyond sectarian concepts. It's true, it's real. It's who we are. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he first met Srila Prabhupada in 1922 in Calcutta, he said, "The only real problem is people have forgotten who they really are. We have lost our Krishna consciousness. The only real solution is for people to find the satisfaction of love within themselves so they want to share it with everyone, with all humans, with all animals, with all birds. Even with the oysters. Wherever there's life, there's a part of Krishna. There's a brother, there's a sister." In the verse that I was citing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ardhini Shakti Rashman, that one absolute truth becomes two, Krishna and Radha, for the sake of ras, or spiritual loving relationship. But the loving relationship of God with himself or with herself is all-encompassing. It's absolute, and it includes everything and everyone. But that Radha and Krishna became one again in order to spread this love throughout the world. And that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the love and the complexion of Sri Radha, who has come to teach. Radha is coming to give her love to us, to share her love with us through the chanting of God's holy names. This kirtan that we're performing is beautiful music that charms our mind and hearts, but most important, it develops that pearl of devotion, of happiness within us. It awakens the prem that we're all yearning for, anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam punam ratasvadanam. Radharani opened her eyes to see Krishna. And she came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to open all of our eyes to see Krishna. It's the greatest blessing. This chanting of God's names is such a great blessing, and to associate with people who have this faith is such a blessing for all of us. On this day of Radhastami, it's a day when we're celebrating it today, even though it's Tuesday. But it really doesn't matter that much, because if we're all here for that purpose, it is that day in spirit. Srila Prabhupada explained that Janmashtami is the day that Krishna appears. But whenever we chant the holy names of the Lord and we're with people with that common interest, Krishna's appearing within our hearts. So Radhastami is a day where we appreciate that grace and understand the necessity in our life of that grace. And we cry out for that grace. And we want to share with each other that grace. I wish you a happy Radhastami. And when you offer this pearl, there's natural pearls, and then there's, what are they called, cultivated pearls. The natural pearls are of so much greater value than the ones that are harvested in an unnatural way. And similarly, that true love of God that's within us, when we learn bhakti from the lineages of true sources, and we genuinely, for the right aspiration, are seeking that highest truth, then the real pearl of real love can actually awaken within us. And when we are on that path, with that supporting association, then the inevitable difficulties that may come, happiness, distress, pleasure, pain, honor, dishonor, success, failure, victory, defeat, heat, cold, all these dualities, whichever side may manifest, they only help us to go deeper, to take shelter of that grace in a higher way. And we realize the blessing of life that's being given to us at all times. Srila Prabhupada came to share the pearl with all of us on behalf of Sri Radharani and Murlidhar. And today we can offer the pearl of our prayer, for that love, our prayer for that service. The offering of the prayer, it's not the pearl that Krishna wants, it's the intention of our hearts that will give him happiness. So as we're offering this little pearl or whatever else is with it, or we're supposed to write a prayer or something like that. I never did that before. It's an opportunity to offer your heart. And at this time, His Holiness Niranjan Swami is going to lead us in a beautiful kirtan. He's one of the most sought after, highly appreciated, enlightened kirtan singers in the universe. Let us welcome him.